So originally we were kind of a small shop just doing some business for ourselves. And then one day I had this idea. I was like, you know, I think we could offer this as a service. And then we tried and failed and we tried and failed. And then on the third time, one of my employees, Carl, he was literally employee number one at 123 Employee, and he kind of got it. And we were able to come up with kind of a proof of concept, and that's why we actually decided to call the company 123 Employee, because the whole thing started with one employee, and that was Carl. And it's kind of a neat story about Carl, because Carl was going through school, and so I paid Carl regular performance bonuses. For me, it wasn't a ton of money, but for Carl, it was a small fortune. And so Carl was was able to put himself through school. He was able to put his sister through school. He sent money home every month to his mom. And fast forward several years later, Carl graduated. His sister graduated. It took him a couple of years to get his visa, but today Carl is a physical therapist in the U.S. and we're still very good friends. And I, you know, I sort of saved Carl. Like, I changed his life, but he turned around and saved me right back. And that story has the most amazing ripple effect. And I guess I can share that. So what happened was, you know, Carl and I have stayed friends over the years. And when I would speak in Chicago, I'd show up and we'd go out and pick up some deep dish pizza because that's something I like in Chicago. And so we'd go out, we'd have lunch, and he would usually drive me to my speaking gig. And I would always beg Carl. I'd say, Carl, you got to come in and see me speak. I always talk about you. And he's like, oh, that's cool. But it never happened. And so years go by, years and years and years go by. And one day Carl hits me up and he says, Dav, he says, I'm in town. I'm in L.A., I was living in LA at the time, and he said, I'd love to see you. I said, we're doing one of our events, but show up, come on Sunday. He said, well, I'm coming to Magic Mountain to an amusement park. He said, but I'll try to make it. I said, please don't try, just show up, please. And so I told my staff, I said, listen, Carl's going to show up, most likely. And I said, if he does, you just signal me in the back of the room so I know. And so what Carl doesn't know is that my whole staff knows who Carl is. My almost 1,000 employees at 123 know who Carl is. We estimate today there's somewhere around 3,000 people that have meals on their plates, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, because of Carl.
Wow.
Everybody at our company knows the story of Carl, except for Carl. And so Carl shows up on Sunday. And it's our event. We have several hundred people at a hotel, and I'm up on stage, front of the stage speaking, and all of a sudden I see Carl walk in. And I stop what I'm doing, and I start telling the story. I always get choked up when I tell the story. And so I start telling the story of Carl. And I said, you know, I said, nobody here in this room has any idea what ripple effect you have on the world. You just don't know the impact you have, but everything that you do, good or bad, makes a difference. Everything creates a ripple in the world. And I said, you know, Carl, I saved his life. I changed his life. He has a very different life now that he lives here in Chicago. His sister has a different life. His mom has a different life. I said, but Carl changed my life, and not just my life, but, you know, we estimate today thousands of people have food on their table every night because of Carl. I said, everybody in my company knows who Carl is. I said, you all know who Carl is. I said, there's only one person that doesn't know the story of Carl. And he just walked into the back of the room. And the place just explodes. Everybody's jumps to their feet. Everyone's cheering. Everybody's crying. I'm crying. Carl comes up Carl is shy. He's not a front of the room kind of person. And I just turned to him. I said, did you have any idea? He said, I have no idea, you know?
Wow.
And it's just, I mean, that's the kind of thing that really drives me. But none of it would have ever happened without Carl. And I shudder to think, you know, what my life would be like without that happening, what his life would be like, and, you know, the thousands, not just the thousands of our employees, but the tens of thousands of people that we've impacted all over the world, our clients and our clients' clients and the people that, you know, follow us on a regular basis. And it all happened with that one person, Carl. So that's why we call the company 123 Employee.
And that's how it circles back to luck, I guess, as well, isn't it? Because you were very lucky to, in a way, find each other to make that connection. And one of the other things I think that's really pertinent in what you've just said is the fact that a lot of people start a business or they want to make money online because that's it. They just want to make money online. But it goes so much deeper and wider than perhaps a lot of people really ever think about, because you're right, you can touch so many people with what you do. And to hear that story of Carl and how by coming together with you, you have been able to make such a big impact to those people that know about 123 Employee and those people that even don't know about the business as well. So it's an incredible story. And for anybody listening or reading that is interested in finding out more about 123 Employee, maybe you could just tell us a little bit more about the business, what it does, and how it can benefit people.
Absolutely. So, you know, entrepreneurs are the only people on the planet that will work 80 hours a week for themselves, so they don't have to work 40 hours a week for someone else. And unfortunately, it's just a tough way to live. And because of innovation and technology today, the reality is that if you have a business, you could technically do everything in your business. You could learn how to do your website. You could take care of all your product fulfillment. You could do your finance and your bookkeeping and your internet marketing. And you know, you could handle everything, all the automation. You could do everything in your business. But the reality is, it doesn't make any sense, right? It's all, you know, so much of that is below your pay grade, and all of it will keep you from scaling a company. You have to be the chief visionary in your company and sort of oversee everything that happens in your business. And that's really what we help entrepreneurs do at 123 Employee. So for small businesses, it's virtual assistant services, everything from internet marketing to social media, picking up their phones, list goes on and on and on. Every day it seems like we're adding something new for entrepreneurs. And for larger companies, which we've certainly, you know, there was a time when all of our business was small business. Today, we do work with a lot of larger companies, but even those larger companies are still small businesses by you know, standard. So, you know, the SBA here in the States considers a small business, I believe, 100 employees or less. And you know, as you can imagine, 100 employees is a pretty big company. But yeah, we help small businesses and you know, everything from customer service down to business process outsourcing. We've been doing it for a decade. We love doing it. And what's interesting too is that you know, we've just gone through this whole COVID thing. The whole world has. And in the first couple of weeks of COVID, we had some pretty scary days. Some of our largest clients cut back their staff by 90%, and we kind of went into war mode, saying like, "Boy, we're going to have to really bridge this to, you know, stay in business." Now, luckily, pretty quickly, that all changed, because what happens with small businesses is that when they get backed into a wall, they're forced to innovate. And so we innovated as a company, but also all of our clients who are small businesses, they innovated too. Like, I'll give you an example. One of our largest clients, they were selling thousands of drones every day. Now they sell hundreds of thousands of N95 masks and hand sanitizer. So, you know, so what happened was our clients kind of innovated and as a result came back bigger and stronger than ever. And even though it's been a, you know, crazy year, it was kind of a banner year for 123 Employee. And that was really a testament to, you know, small business and how they innovate and how they work in the face of adversity. So,
it sounds like it's a, you know, a fully kind of rounded business in terms of how you can support other businesses. A question that perhaps I would normally ask is, what advice would you give to someone who's just starting out? And I guess I could still ask that question, but maybe frame it in a way that kind of, you know, leads into 123 Employee, because I guess even for that solo entrepreneur or solopreneur, this is a service or a company that could actually assist them as they're getting started with their own business.
Yeah, absolutely. Because one of the biggest challenges that small businesses have is, you know, when you're small, you need help, right? But how do you do that? You don't want to staff up because that's going to kill your profit, and maybe you don't even have the money to do that. In the early days of so many small businesses, you're bootstrapping. So with a company like 123 Employee, you can get employees. They're inexpensive. You don't have to have office space. You don't have to have all the expenses that come with employees. You can be nimble, and you can utilize our employees. You can even hire them on a part-time basis. And so it's a great way to grow business quickly. Also, it's also a good way just to start your business, because it's so many entrepreneurs, when they get started, they just start micromanaging and doing everything themselves. And that's really a recipe for disaster. You really need to delegate so that you can focus on scaling the business early on. And having an outsourced staff really kind of allows you to do that. And so we kind of have the resources, you know, to help entrepreneurs do that. It's just a good way to do it. Now, what so many, I do hear a lot of gurus out there saying, you know, hire VAs to get all the busy stuff off your business. And what I do suggest to new businesses that are getting started and or, you know, businesses that have been around for a while, is that I think it's a better idea to focus on the things that generate you income. Because even when you're hiring outsourced staff, I mean, it's a lot less expensive than having them work locally in your own office, but it's still a liability on your balance sheet. And so the way you get rid of that liability is you first start with the tasks that are going to generate income in your business, what I call your income generating activities, or IGAs. And as you know, there's, you know, 1,000 tasks you can do every day in your business, but just a small handful that create immediate bottom line results. And that's what I call IGAs, or income generating activities. So I always suggest starting with those tasks. That way your team is generating income for you, and then move on to the tasks that are going to save you time, because at the end of the day, time is money as well.
Completely agree. I mean, in terms of yourself, Davin, you know, where are you based? Where do you live these days?
Yeah, so I live in Puerto Rico, and we moved here to the island a few years ago. What initially drew us to the island is Puerto Rico is very pro-business. They have some very favorable advantages to doing business out of Puerto Rico. But then we fell in love with the island. So we have wonderful, wonderful friends here. Living in the tropics is amazing. We always dreamed about actually living in the Caribbean, but now we actually do live in the Caribbean. And it's funny, I was telling somebody the other day, the first time I came to Puerto Rico was 20 years ago. And I remember the first time I came here, Puerto Rico was just not on my radar. I don't even think I knew Puerto Rico was a part of the U.S. And I remember when I came here 20 years ago, I was like, who the heck lives in Puerto Rico? I wasn't saying who would live in Puerto Rico. That wasn't the question. The question was just who the heck lives here? Like, who lives here? It's not even on my radar. And now I live here, and it's been a few years. And quite frankly, I pinch myself every day. I can't believe I live in the Caribbean. It's the coolest thing ever. You know, I can hop in my boat and bounce over to St. Martin or the BVI's or the U.S. Virgin Islands. It's just so cool. It's just an amazing place to be. And it's really attracted an amazing group of entrepreneurs that are doing some incredible stuff. So it's really a great place to do business from. So I really enjoy it.
It sounds, in a way, you know, it's almost like that utopia, isn't it? You've got the great place where you're living, and you've got the business that helps other businesses around the world kind of do what they want to do and grow those businesses as well. So sounds like you know, in a way, it's almost, you've got it all, and that sounds wonderful. Great place,
you know,
to be.
I feel like I do. Again, you know, it wasn't built in a day. It took decades. Yeah. But, you know, now I'm at a great place where I get to enjoy the fruits of my labor and still keep doing what I'm doing. And, you know, I'm just excited about what's next.
I was going to say, what is next? What does 2021 have in store for you? You know, is there something that you're working on?
You know, there are some things I'm working on, and a lot of it's kind of hush-hush. But but what I can tell you is that one of the things I'm most excited about, and I shared this in another interview just a short while ago, and the interviewer said to me, he said, you know, that's the first time I've heard something like that. But my one of my goals for 2021 is to slow down a little bit. I want to slow down a little bit more and just kind of, you know, enjoy what I've built and spend more time with the family and travel more if that's possible. And just, you know, kind of learn a little bit more about who I am when I'm still, because I haven't really been still since I was 15. So that's my next thing.
Sounds like a good idea as well, you know, because, you know, you've got the business in the Philippines. So yeah, I guess you'll have to go visit that at some point as soon as you can. And also, you know, to take the foot off the gas sometimes is actually a benefit to your business in itself, isn't it? So good luck with that, Davin. That sounds great. And for anybody that wants to find out more about you and more about the business, where can we go? Where do we need to visit?
Yeah, absolutely. You can get more info on 123 Employee by simply going to 123employee.com. And you can learn more about me at davinmichaels.com. I'm actually Davin Michaels on everything. So DavinMichaels.com. And you can find me, Davin Michaels, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, anything that's social media.
Fantastic. It's been really, really interesting chatting with you. It's such a you know, great to hear such positivity as well, despite everything that's been going on in the world over the last 12 months or so. So really appreciate your time, Davin. Thanks so much for the interview.
Thank you.